Time for this one.
Brody Smith from the Crows here, and proud ambassador for Murraybridge Toyota.
Boy, do I love these pros!
It's time to catch up with one of my teammates.
We're the pride of South Australia. We're the mighty.
Yes, our next guest, you mentioned it, Rowie, David McKay, back into the side and back in really good form, and he joins us now. D-Mac, how are you?
Good, thanks, Biggs. G'day, Rowie.
D-Mac.
Hey, nice spacing Adelaide have with their bye. It was a nice 11 or 12-day break between the first game, another 11 games here. Not only does it give you a nice chance to recover, but enables you to get a lot of good training sessions in.
Yeah, it's kind of panned out ideally, really. Obviously having a little bit shorter break coming out of the bye, but then, having a 10-day turnaround into Melbourne has really allowed us to get that good recovery in and then train hard in amongst it too. And that sort of worked out ideally for us.
Mm. And what's the focus been? Obviously, a couple of main sessions you're able to have. What have you been really working on?
Look, much of the same as what I've been working on in the last sort of month to 6 weeks, really. And, we've had a couple of solid sessions, and we'll have another session or two this week in preparation for Melbourne. And what we've worked on has really been what we've been working on for most of the year, and that's, defending as a team and obviously moving the footy as well as we can. So they're the things we've been focusing on.
What about goal kicking?
Yeah, that's part of our program every week. So, we've already spent time on that, and, it's not something that's been a thing that's occurring every single week. So there's certainly no... Mm-hmm. Cause for too much concern there. I think hopefully we can rectify that moving forward, but we'll still keep working on it.
Your field kicking, decision making, pulling the trigger, just taking the game on has been a feature, D-Mac, and it's gotten better and better, I reckon, as the year's gone on. Is that the skill because you've been working on it, or is that just having the brave reality of decision making and pulling the trigger and going bang, or what is it?
We've done a lot of work, so I think that's one of the reasons. And when you do that work, it does give you the confidence going into games that you can pull the trigger and go for it. And having said that, it's really all started by what we do with the contest and our team defences, because that if we get those two aspects of our game right, then it really does give us confidence to take some more risks with the footy and be brave and I guess we've seen when we do that, we're able to score pretty quickly, which is something we're trying to do and we'll keep trying to do.
And that was where I was going with this, D-Mac. Has some of this footy surprised even your coaches and yourselves? That West Coast to North last quarter, I'll go to the third quarter versus GWS, even the third quarter against Sydney. Some of the footy you've played this year has been just so powerful and hitting the scoreboard, D-Mac.
Yeah, look, we knew... even from the end of last year, our ability to score was, one of our strengths. And I guess over the preseason, it was about maintaining that as one of our strengths. But we saw early on in the season this year that if we can have the quick ball movement and try and score quickly, but if we don't have the defensive side of our game intact, then it's going to make it difficult for us. So I guess the last sort of 6 weeks, we've made inroads in improving our defensive side of our game and limiting the opportunities that the opposition has. And when we're able to do that, obviously our ball movement can feed off that. And we still manage to keep that, that element of attack and high scoring in our game, which has been really important for us also.
Have you had a chance to have a chat with Brad Crouch? Because he came back into the side, looked a little bit rusty early. Did you get any thoughts from him about how he thought he went?
Oh, look, it was good to have Brad back in the team, and he's done a lot of work over the last month to get himself in a position to get back in the team, and we all know the quality that Brad has as a player, and I think we sort of saw as the game wore on last Thursday night, those sort of conditions, his contest stuff was really good. And I thought he got better and better as the game wore on, and that would give him some belief moving forward. But we know he's quality, and it's, to be honest, it's just great to have him back in the team, and and back around the group because he's a, you know, he's a quality person and player, and I think he'll get better as the more game time he has this year.
Tell us about your role this year. It seems to have changed slightly. You're playing a bit more inside, is that correct?
Yeah, in bits and pieces. Yeah, a little bit more inside, a little bit forward, even a little bit back. So it's sort of just that sort of flexibility is something that we're trying to promote with all our players, and you know, that's been really good. I've, you know, enjoyed sort of playing different roles here and there, and you know, like many other guys, trying to work on having as much impact as I can when I go into a different role.
We all know you're running carries elite, and when you get that going, it's great to watch you play, D-Mac, but your grunt work, some of your tackle work, your 50-50, your ground ball wins, your chasing, you know, your defensive running and spread, you've really added that to your game, and I think your game's come off the back of that, D-Mac.
Yeah, well, I guess that's something that I've worked hard on to be the foundation, and all, you know, all the other stuff, the running and carrying the footy, and that's something that sort of flows on from doing all the foundation work, and you know, that's, you know, one area, particularly if you, you know, want to play a little bit more inside in that role, then you have to be you know, really good in those areas. So it's just a matter of, I guess, developing all the different skills and attributes you need for each role, and I've really enjoyed that.
With the limiting of the rotations, I know that you've got an enormous tank. Do you feel as if, and I've seen it this year, later in quarters, particularly late in the third and also in the last quarter, it looks like you get into the open a bit more because you're able to run a bit harder. You see that as an advantage that you have?
Yeah, I think so. I suppose there has been a bit of a shift. You know, the game, you know, just from year to year does change, but particularly with the rotations cap this year, it does seem to open up a little bit towards the end of particularly the third and fourth quarters. And, you know, that's, I guess, an advantage for guys who can stay out in the ground and maintain high levels of intensity sort of late in quarters. And, you know, we've done, as a group, you know, we had a focus on that, you know, all pre-season. So it's just one of those things that, as a group, we've worked on really hard. And, you know, the last quarters in the last two games have been great, the way we've been able to run out the game. And, you know, it's certainly been a key ingredient. But also, we've just managed to win a lot more contests. And our stoppage stuff and clearance stuff has been fantastic late in the game in the last couple of weeks. So that's something that we'll continue to, you know, try and push for.
On Sunday, it'll be not just the game against Melbourne, it'll also be the 12-month anniversary of the passing of Phil Walsh. Has the club got a plan in place to steer the players through?
Oh, look, the club's, you know, the club's been fantastic through the whole process. And I think, you know, obviously Phil left an enormous mark on the footy club, and I guess guys, you know, react differently to different situations. So I guess it's left up to each individual about how they want to prepare in terms of that this week. And, you know, as a club, you know, there will be a few things that we have done internally, externally, that sort of thing, that I guess this week is very much with the players and what they how they best want to prepare for a really important game. And obviously we understand the mark of this week, and we understand the impact that Phil had, and, you know, everyone at the club misses Phil, and you know, it's really just focusing our energy towards playing the best game we can this week and getting it done, as he would say.
Get on with it, get it done. It's exactly right. Just on that, Phil's foundation and what he set in place, how much of it is still there that is the foundation to where you are today as a group, D-Mac?
Oh, look, it's hard to quantify, really. I guess, you know, just in terms of culture and standards, you know, obviously he came in and set up structures and behaviours and values that we, you know, want to live by as a footy club. And I think, you know, all the guys that were here last year and staff and coaches and, have just, were left with a, indelible mark that, that Phil bought. And, all those people take it forward, in their footy and in their lives. And that'll be the case for a long time. It was a huge mark and, we're very grateful to have had Phil even for a short time at our club.
Yeah, well said. He had a short stay there, no doubt, but his fingerprints are just all over everything that's down at the club. Before we let you go, did you all find out who put the deep heat on Brody Smith's jocks?
We didn't, but it's too hard. There's probably about 20 blokes who you'd line up and question over it because he's a pretty likeable character, Brody. So, it could have been anyone, to be honest.
Okay. A dare one of you to prank Pikey. There's a dare.
Well, if anyone could do it, D-Mac, you'd be the one because no one would suspect you.
Correct.
Quiet as a little mouse. I reckon you're the man.
You reckon I'd sneak under the garden?
Yeah, most definitely. You wouldn't even be in my top 30 if I had
Has he got hubcaps on his car?
I think they went out with button-up boots, didn't they?
Well, Corns, you did a good one to Ralphie Stewart's car.
Yeah, put a fish in it.
Yeah, it was worse than that. It was a nanny. David, hey, before you go, how many weeks until you're a dad, D-Mac?
About 13 weeks, so not too long.
Do you need any mentoring, any tips? Need any advice from a father of three?
I might have to come to him a bit closer to the day.
Done. Yeah, we'll get ready for a drought.
Well, good on you, D-Mac. Wish our best to your lovely partner, Sarah. And, hey, good luck going forward because I think you've endured some of the hard times. At different stages, you've been a bit of a whipping boy for many Crows supporters, but you've seen your way through that and now earning enormous respect. Thanks for having a chat with us.
No, thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
There we go. David McKay doing some really good stuff.